You know, we've been hitting all-time highs. You know, Charles, I think that'd be probably a good time for you to hop in and you know that it feels like 97. Then, of course, having you, you know, we'd love to give an update on your portfolio.
Sure. So, you know, think back. It's been 20 years, but, you know, back in 1997, everybody knew. I can't say everybody, but, you know, I would say, you know, people with market experience knew that the market was really overpriced. Prices no longer really made sense. But they continued to get even more nonsensical for another 2.5 years. You know, things didn't really peak until the very beginning of the year 2000. So I really feel like we're in a situation like that, because the market is quite overpriced by any metric you want to look at, but it continues to get more so, and there's really nothing, there's no obvious catalyst to stop it right now. So, you know, there's nowhere to really put your money. You know, most asset classes that are big enough to really absorb a lot of capital. Yeah, you know, there's always some small niche thing to invest in, of course, but, you know, in terms of, you know, where can big money park its money, you know, right now, where are they going to go? Bonds? I mean, bonds still have a very unattractive yield right now. Money markets are a joke, but there's really nowhere to put your money right now other than the stock market. So that's that, in, you know, that should just kind of keep that pushing higher. Now, even though the market's overpriced, you know, think back again to the late 90s. There was a big sector rotation towards the end of that. When dot-com started to fall apart, not everybody lost money. From 2000 to early 2002, even though the market was really selling off, value investors did really well. Those were actually really good years. 2000, 2001 were really good years for value investors. Because what happened was, when the hot sector started to break down, money rotated out of those into some of the, you know, more boring value sectors that people had been neglecting, and they did really well for the 2 years that followed. So if history is any guide here, and, you know, we'll see, history doesn't repeat itself exactly, but as Mark Twain says, it rhymes. I think we could be due for something like that, where you do have the market continues to get a bit more overheated, then you have something of a rotation in the next couple of years into more, you know, value names and away from some of the growth names. And then after that, I mean, probably a year or two after that, you may have, you know, even those names may start to fall. But we'll see. So for now, I feel pretty comfortable with it. We're up about 7.5% for the year. So
it's great.
I'll take it.
It's great. Yeah. Just moving along, collecting those dividends.
Charles, there's Doug Kass, of course. You know, he's out with his latest bear rant. But, you know, you talk about 1997. He's talking about group stink. And he thinks it's now as strong as 2000 and 2007. Are you feeling that?
So he's saying instead
pessimistic
of instead of group think, it's group stink.
Group stink. Yes,
I like
he
that.
Says,
I might use that myself later. But there is a certain amount of that, and that you have a lot of people crowding into a small number of names, and they do that because it's comfortable and there's not as much career risk. I mean, this is the sad reality of our business, and that's that smart managers end up doing stupid things because they're afraid of being left behind. If you look at just make up a stock X, and you know it's overvalued, you know it's a piece of junk, but all of your peers are buying it, you don't want to get that call from your clients of, well, why are, you know, my buddy down the street is making a lot of money in this stock, why don't I own it? You should buy that for me too. And so they feel pressure to follow the herd, lest they get fired. That's an absolutely terrible way to do things. I try to avoid that at all possible cost. But that's the pressures that you see professional fund managers succumb to. And so I think Kass is basically right about groupthink being a really big issue right now. I think he's saying he's calling it more like 2000, 2007. I think it's more like call it 1997, call it 2006, 2000. I mean, I think there's still a few years left to go. But it's starting to look that way. I think he's basically right. I think he's just early.